Missing the greatest opportunity of a lifetime. What is your life's purpose? What are you seeking for in life? What is the chief end of man? Well, the Catechism declares the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Christmas should remind us of the danger of missing out on what is most important. Some people are meant to have FOMO, fear of missing out. Well, here's something we should be afraid of missing out on. We read in the Bible that there was no room for them in the inn. How must all those innkeepers of Bethlehem feel that they turned away the greatest man ever to be born? They had no room for Emmanuel, God with us. They could not accommodate the Creator, the eternal judge before whom they will have to stand on the day of judgment. They missed the opportunity of all time. They could have welcomed the Holy Family. Imagine the privilege of welcoming the Holy Family into your home or your inn. But they missed out. Our Lord Jesus was born in a stable, in a cave, amongst farm animals. Wise men travelled great distances in order to worship the King of Kings. The shepherds on the hillside, they came and worshipped. But where was the Mayor of Bethlehem? There's no indication that any of the elders and leading citizens of Bethlehem acknowledged the greatest event ever to occur in Bethlehem before or since. They missed out on the greatest opportunity and event ever. Where was the high priest? Where was King Herod? It's extraordinary to note that the entire priesthood of Israel, all the thousands employed in the temple, missed the birth of the Messiah. The whole purpose of the existence, they missed it. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. There was no room for Jesus in any of the homes or inns of Bethlehem at his birth. Today, there seems to be no room for him at the UN. The UN is unfriendly, ungodly, unregenerate, unresponsive, unaccountable. They're just un. I mean, that's what the UN is. Unsaved, and so on. Nor is there space for Jesus in many of the Xmas cards in most of the schools and in most of the music. Most schools and most music leaves out Jesus. There's a whole lot of Christmas songs also, like Jingle Bells, which have nothing really to do with Jesus. Even nativity scenes are discouraged and banned in many cities around the world. There are cities around the world where they will not allow it. Is there room in your heart for Jesus?